This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. In the past several seasons, Opera Southwest has been a popular showcase for the works of Gioachino Rossini, La Cenerentola, The Italian Girl in Algiers, and The Barber of Seville. The company's 40th anniversary season opens this weekend with another work by Rossini, one that was just as successful in its time as those operas, but has been rarely performed since. And with us for a preview is the artistic director of Opera Southwest, conductor Anthony Baresi. Tony, welcome to KUNM.
It's always a pleasure.
Unlike the other Rossini operas that I mentioned, this work, opening on Sunday, is a drama based on a great Shakespearean tragedy.
It is. This is one of Rossini's greatest tragic works, and it is the first that we know, the first operatic treatment of this Shakespearean subject. And the opera that we're talking about, obviously, is Othello, the play. And it predates the Verdi one by decades. And in its time was hugely popular. And between the time that this first premiered and the Verdi was done, there were something like 290 productions of this done in six languages. It was definitely one of the most performed pieces of Rossini. And so well known that Verdi, in fact, waited to the very end of his career out of deference to Rossini to write his version of it.
Two things we should mention. One is that Verdi's opera really has supplanted this version, Rossini's Othello. Also, that Verdi used this version of Othello for his version.
There are many reasons why the Verdi has supplanted this. Most likely it's because the Verdi is actually closer to the Shakespeare. Rossini's libretto is actually based on a translation of a translation. And so it's not exactly like the Shakespeare until the final act. And all scholars, all people who even see this piece agree that the final act is very close to the Shakespeare, but it's completely unlike anything Rossini's ever done. It's a number opera in that you have arias, duets, trios, etc. But when you get to Act 3 is one continuous number of about 30, 35 minutes with no breaks. Everything just kind of weaves into the next part. Even the famous Willow song that Desdemona sings, it's truncated and then she goes into a prayer. And then she kind of comes back to something else. And it's just this really continuous, seamless kind of music that Verdi clearly knew and clearly modeled his piece on. The famous Rossini scholar Philip Gossett said, if there is a watershed moment in Italian operatic history that's the bridge between the Rossini, Bellini, Donizetti and the works of Verdi, it is the third act of Othello.
Much like Mahometo Segundo, which was a great hit this past summer in Santa Fe, Othello went through many revisions.
He's tinkered with it here and there a little bit. The most significant revision, because the piece was premiered in 1816. In 1820, there was a production done in Rome that he was convinced to write an alternate happy ending, a finale lieto. And that's probably the most significant change that he made to it. And it was done for this one production. And we will be doing the American stage premiere of this happy ending.
Right. So there are three performances.
Yes.
They're going to be doing a variety of different endings.
Correct. The opening night, we will be doing both endings. And then we have two more performances after that. What will happen in those two performances is that the audience will vote on which ending they want to see. And they will have about up until 10 minutes into the second intermission to vote. Once that's done, actually I have a crew of people that are going to be doing this. They will count the votes. They will tally it up. They will tell me, the stage manager, and the singers which ending. The audience will not know what ending they're going to see until they actually see it.
That's a great idea.
It's kind of, I was thinking about this because for me, every time you see a Shakespearean tragedy, if you see Romeo and Juliet, part of the draw of it is you think maybe this one
exactly.
You know they're going to die. You know how this is going to end. But you think maybe this one time, you know, that something will happen different. And so I was thinking, what if you didn't really know? Like, you would be so much more emotionally invested in the drama if you did not know what was going to happen until it happened.
Great idea.
Thank you.
Artistic director Anthony Baresi leads the orchestra and Opera Southwest's production of Rossini's rarely performed version of Shakespeare's Othello. Othello opens Sunday afternoon at 2 and continues Friday night, November 2nd, and Sunday afternoon, November 4th at Albuquerque's National Hispanic Cultural Center. For tickets, go to operasouthwest.org or call 724-4771. Thank you so much for joining us, Tony.
Thank you for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.